Once again, it's a very good afternoon, good evening, Sanbonani Dumelanga Pshini Moloni Bonjour. From Cape to Cairo, New Zealand, Abu Dhabi, wherever you are streaming us, welcome to this edition of Mjolo and Sex Podcast. Here speaking is once again your boy Mlungisi Mbele, the most handsome 32-year-old on the side of the equator, most handsome guy in the Chuscop, Muhammad Ali's protege, roll like a butterfly, buzz more than a beehive. You missed us last week, I know, but we're back, and I'm back with the lady of the house. Ever beautiful, ever shining, ever glowing, too many adjectives, so little time. Oskhumi, are you glad to be back?
Yes, it feels good to be back, actually.
Are you good?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm great. I missed actually recording last week. It felt weird.
It did, right?
Yeah, but we needed it.
Yeah, no, we needed that break.
Yeah, we needed it. And we got to also engage with other people and other children and other children's children.
I'm not even going to ask.
Yeah, don't even ask. But I know a place where you can ask us anything you want to probably ask, whether it's safe or not. It's our social media platforms where you can be highly engaging with us. I want us, Oskhumi, before you introduce today's topic, there was a flying audio for the past couple of weeks. I hope you're going to be able to trace who is saying this, because she's very popular. And if you listen to the gist of what she's saying, she's actually talking about or speaking to what exactly we're going to be talking about today. So have a listen. Tell me if you can spot this lady. And it has nothing to do with a certain Big Brother, by the way. Just hint, hint, nudge, nudge. Have a listen.
Love me.
Amen.
The rest will follow. Let's work together. Let's build together. Because if I want to say, Indoda must, did my dad do all of those things for me? Did my dad do all those things for my mother? Where am I getting that mentality? Instead, find you someone that will understand and respect who you are and build them, because they are broken. You can't say Ndoda must. How will Ndoda must take care of you well when he himself doesn't know how to take care of himself? It starts with you as a woman. You must know.
Okay. All right. I won't say who she is. I'm sure you should know who she is. Kimutu Wabadimu. Hashtag hinch hinch nash nash. Oskhumi, what are we talking about today?
I think she gave it away. She's the perfect intro, actually.
Yes, I know, right?
Yeah, no, that was the perfect intro. We're talking about this phenomenon that has taken over relationships, which is Ndoda must.
I know it took everything in you to try and say,
yes, hashtag be polite about it.
Don't vent. Hashtag.
I told you that I'm going to try not to go on a rant today.
Stay in your lane. Hashtag keep the horses in the stable.
It was hard. I'm going to try not to go on a rant today. I'm not going to.
Yeah, I think also we're going to be playing a couple of these clips. We are actually celebrating. I think this Sunday is going to be Father's Day, right? Yeah. And I think that's where we're stemming this from. A lot is often said about Mother's Day, a whole month, a whole week, where we see marketing things on shelves and discounts on all these things. It becomes such a beautiful thing, and as it should. But come Father's Day, okay.
Yeah, the energy is not the same.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're trying to see, are there specials? Okay. Nothing. You try to see, guys, are there any things specific, you know, like adverts? Okay. So, I think this episode is just the backdrop of that, to say that, are we just receiving from people, in this case men, and when we have to then reciprocate and give it to them, why is there qualms? Why is there such a resistance, a stubborn resistance, might I add, when it comes to that, Oskhumi?
I think you should answer that, actually, because you are literally at the receiving end of this treatment. So how does it make you feel as a man when you go all out for your girl, but the energy is not the same with her.
I think I'm going to play a clip from one of the most powerful young people I think we have in young men, a progressive man that we have in society. Again, you'll have to guess who he is. All I know is that he's very godly, without being religious.
Okay.
He touches on very critical things. There are so many things we're getting wrong as men. Let's start there. You know, we have another pandemic, I think, in this country of gender-based violence, mm-hmm. which is at the doorstep of men. Mm. Men are the problem. Men are the issue. We need to fix the man, fix the boy, so that we be able to then rebuild a better society. Mm-hmm. That much we agree upon.
Yes.
But that doesn't then mean there aren't any good men, husbands, boyfriends, brothers, etc. And I think this Indoda Must conversation is just to say, are we at the point where all men hashtag are trash? Because I even think to a large degree that hashtag is problematic on its own. Because you're not providing a solution to the problem. In fact, what you're doing is you're rubbing salt into the wound. And you're not providing... And hence I said, I agree that as men, we are falling short. And we have a society of men who are broken. But you're not helping by further... The voice clip I'm going to play speaks to, there are women who are very toxic on social media, who address men as, there's nothing good, especially South African men, there's nothing good that we are doing. There's nothing, in fact, Sinje, unsubscribe to South African men if you can.
Listen, I'm the first person to say, and I always say this, and I'll keep saying it. Men are not good people.
Yes.
But women are also not good people.
Yep.
You know. You cannot have a blanket approach when it comes to relationships.
Yes.
You can, just as much as you can't have a blanket approach when it comes to life.
Yeah.
You know. You cannot expect your man to give you the world simply because you see other men giving their women the world.
Yeah.
Can your man afford to give you the world, first of all? We expect that Tepo, who earns 12,000 rand, has got responsibilities. You expect him to take you to a vacation that costs 6,000 rand. Where do you suppose he's going to get that money?
Yeah.
There was this whole thing a few months ago on Twitter where... women were saying, were giving each other advice, and they were saying, you must never date a man that has loyalty cards. You know the loyalty cards
yes,
that you get
the ones from shopping centers, like Pick
yes,
and Pay.
Yes, like Pick and Pay, yeah, the cash rewards. Yeah. They were saying, you must never date a man who has that. And for me, I was like, I would love to date a man that has that, because it shows that he's financially savvy. He knows how to save money. This is a man that I want in my life. If his wallet is full of loyalty cards, baby.
I'm here.
Bona. I'm yours. Do you understand? It means that he's smart about his money. So now women must go out and look for men who's going to be throwing racks every time you go shopping.
Speaking of which,
like,
didn't we have a story fairly recently? Apparently, the guy who obegasbambi sama palpitations, isn't she?
Yeah.
Isn't he broke? I'm just saying, you know. What are we saying now?
That's what I'm talking about, the blanket approach.
Yep.
That Ulubelaga next door, and you see Lou buying his girl flowers, you see Lou taking his girl out, blah 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 blah, spoiling her every week, every month, thinking to Louis Vuitton paper bags coming in and out of the house, and you're thinking, goodness me, Lina want the same. But then when you look at your man, he can't afford. And then now you're going and saying, Indoda Must. Ha, dali, tsamanyaka lepar.
Mpoma didn't put it beautifully, actually. Most women in our country, in fact, in most households, even stats say, most of us are growing up without or with absent fathers, right? Think about 60, if not 70% of people grow up with absent fathers. So if you grow up without receiving that love, is it unfair to expect it from another human being now? Because now I feel like we're compensating as men half the time.
It is.
We're compensating. Totally unfair. You're compensating. And while some men don't mind doing that, you know, for whatever reasons, it's not reciprocated.
Listen, I grew up with a father. I grew up with a father who provided.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? We were never without. And he, when I was younger, he used to tell me, the day I get married, should my husband not provide the way he is, I should not be embarrassed to come back home.
Yes.
You know? And I didn't get it then, but I get it now. You know what I mean? But also, I also get that, man, malapa alikan.
Yes.
You know, my father could provide, yes, but my husband might not be able to. Why am I blaming him? I chose him.
Yeah.
Knowing damn well he can't give me the kind of life that I want. So then why am I crying about it?
Yes. And why are you, dare I say, pushing the obligation that hashtag Indoda must?
Do you understand? You chose this man. This man came to you and said baby.
This
and
is
you
me.
Said baby. Knowing very well that this man, when you're a Gucci loving girl, you know very well that this man cannot afford the Gucci lifestyle. Yet you expect him to. How is he supposed to do that?
And then when you have to reciprocate on his birthday,
you buy him a pair of socks. Yet on your birthday, you expect to be flown, not even drive. You expect to be flown to Cape Town. You expect to be flown to Durban, Zimbali, hello. But on his birthday, you buy him a pair of socks. Excuse me, Lee Hempire Nivea. Come on.
I suppose after playing this clip, I think we need to ask this, right? You know, now we're speaking to the quantification of things. Because it's that. Father's Day is here, and all you hear when you hear gifts, it's a pair of socks, like you're saying, it's a white, it's not even assorted colors. It's the same old. Then I think the bigger question beckons to say, are we fair?
You know, every time I hear a woman say Indoda must, in the back of my mind I'm thinking she's unemployed. No, it's not because of that. She's unemployed, therefore that's why she expects a man to, because a woman who has a pay slip,
you always say
akasike. Why do women do that? And I said I was not gonna go on a rant, but as it I am.
Yes.
Unali pay slip. Yet your
next money, number,
yet your money is for
you
anything except your man. And yet you expect his salary to do everything for you. Is that fair? And then when they cheat on you, you cry.
Guys are not out there, and we appreciate some of the TV channels that are bringing some of these stories out there. Guys, this men are trash rubbish that has been trending, which is meant to isolate bad men, and we don't want bad men, and we want to fix and rehabilitate them. We need to speak up for good men. Stepfathers, your mom's brother, your mom's dad, these men that every single day, your male teachers, your male coaches, these men that are doing the most. Some of the girls out there that have driving licenses, it's because your ex-boyfriend taught you how to drive. Some of the guys helped fund you. Some of them were like, go home. Yes, but there are good men out there, and we need to celebrate them, because once we fix the men, once we fix our relationships with the women, everything then sorts itself out.
Who is this brother, and is he single?
He is single.
Okay. I think him and I need to have a conversation.
Yeah. He is single. He is a single. Luckily, it's a person I know. I went to school with him, and he's done very, very well.
I agree with him 100%.
Yes.
Yeah.
And this is what the sentiments I was echoing earlier. Whilst we have a problem, and I think any man will agree that there's a problem, especially when it comes to gender-based violence. There is a problem. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, like you're saying, we can't have a blanket approach because you're not helping.
You know, I don't want to equate this conversation to gender-based violence because I feel these are completely different.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Listen, we all want to live the soft life.
Yes.
All of us. Nobody wants to struggle. But there are some of us who realized very, very, very early on that we are not meant to be poor. We are allergic to poverty.
Yes.
Poverty does not suit us.
Okay.
You know. And instead of working hard to live soft, we expect other people to fund that softness. That is what I have an issue with.
I know.
That is what I have an issue with. Listen, now there's a certain level, there's a certain way I want to live. And if I can't, I can't. I don't expect anybody else to sponsor me. I would love to have a sponsor. Somebody just comes out of the blue and says, here's 50 million, go live your best life. But unfortunately, in the real world, it doesn't work like that. I have to give something of myself in order for me to live the way. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
So you can't come and say in daughter must, whereas you not bringing anything else to the table. And a woman, that's why I say women are not good people. They're always the first one to ask men, what are you bringing to the table? I encourage all the men listening to this to start asking women, what are you bringing to the table?
Other than?
Besides a weave, lip glossy, ya Maggie, foundation, ya Fendi, and a couple of Instagram followers. Besides that, what else are you bringing to the table, baby girl?
Other than your physical assets.
Do you understand? Because I'm trying to build something here. Do you want to post for Instagram and TikTok the whole day, or are you trying to build something here? Men must start asking women what they are bringing to the table. You must stop being quiet and expecting and assuming that these women they know what it's all about and they will bring. No, they are not.
Absolutely.
They are in it for something else, as much as you probably in it for something else as well. You know.
It's funny because, you know, there's this thing, especially now, Kadi Friday, you hear, they'll be like, it's Friday. Why aren't you giving your man, buy your man a Hennessy bottle, for 1,000 rand and go out with his friends?
I'm
always curious and I always look at the comments after that, whether it's a caption of a video or whether it's a caption of an image. And you just look at the comments after, which obviously predominantly are female. And you just look at the answers thereafter. Ooh, never. Me?
Yeah,
no.
Yes.
And I'm thinking to myself, maybe, what have we done wrong as men? Because clearly there's things that we've done wrong. But if there are men who do right, why aren't they getting what they deserve?
Listen, there are very, very, very bad men out in the world. Very bad men who deserve nothing. But in the same breath, there are good men who deserve everything. Question is, why aren't they getting everything? And this is because women have now gotten into their heads that because of the bad men that are out there, all the good men now must suffer. Women are literally making men pay for the sins of others, which is not fair. So this whole indota must thing, it's ridiculous, to be quite honest. We must make, what's the equivalent in Dr. Must? We must make that one fashionable. Umfazi must.
Umfazi must, hashtag.
We must make that fashionable. Men must stop keeping quiet about their expectations.
Because then we sit with, and I think it's because we don't have the privilege and the privy to certain statistics. I'd love to see the statistics, these new statistics that show that men are killing themselves. I'd love to see partly what are some of the contributing factors. I'd love to check, because I think you're right. Somewhere in there is the social expectations that come from the heterosexual, if it's a heterosexual concept, from the female, right? It must. Before we conclude this conversation, listen to this lady. And I think this lady very articulately loud and very direct articulates exactly what you're saying, Oshum. In a nutshell, in a conclusion, this is what she has to say.
Indoda nje ayibe nemali. Ubabakho unayo imali? Ngiyabuza ngithi uFilimoni unayo yini imali? Hey, nina msemxhophaza abafana. Hayi bo. Andifani phansi nabafana.
Okay. I think Oshumi would agree. Why are we... Oh, guys, we need to live stream the show. You must see Oshumi's...
Like, I'm impressed at all.
Speak.
I'm impressed.
Speak.
No, I'm impressed.
You need to do better?
I shall rutlopa bana ba batho. Yo, rutlopa bana ba batho. Like you said earlier, this is why sometimes some men are so depressed and they end up taking their lives. Because ra ba tshwenya. Ha re ba fi peace. Unali pay sleepy, but you're out here screaming in daughter must. Ah, woman. Nah, man.
I suppose, I think...
And this is why I say women are not good people. Listen here, I'm a woman, eh? And I'm never going to defend manyala. Women are not good people.
Yes.
You know, not at all, Shem. Not at all. As much as men are trash, women are not good people. And we also deserve nothing.
Actually.
Yeah.
Then we open that now. Remember this door now that's been open now very recently about the hashtag #itgirls. And then we open that door to say, poor there are men who fund that lifestyle, by the way. Right? And like we're saying, I wonder if it's reciprocated. Other than, if there's a reciprocation happens other than giving of assets. Right, other than giving off that, because most men, and I was reading a report by one of the professors, I think from KZN, who's in the faculty of psychology, was talking about most men are in dire need of affection. And if that's the case, affection is not about giving him the punani,
no,
or flashing your assets.
Mm-mm. Sometimes he just needs you to just listen.
Or sometimes to also show, like...
Yeah, they just need companionship. It's not even about sex. It's just companionship.
And that is what I think this conversation was about. It's not necessarily... I don't think... Maybe, obviously, there will be an exception. But I don't think most men and most heterosexual men are not looking for much.
No. You know why I love men? Oh my gosh, this is why I love boys. Men are the most simple people you will ever find. Some of them, yes, they might be simple-minded, but they are simple. They, like you said, they do not ask for much. Which is why it
irks you.
I wouldn't say it bothers them, but they don't know how to handle it when a woman now is demanding a lot from them. Because they don't demand a lot from women.
Mm.
Men don't ask for a lot, Shem. He will give you everything, but he will ask for nothing.
And what he asks is hardly much.
No, and you can give it to him.
Other than sex, by the way.
I'm not even talking about sex.
Hence, I'm saying we need
this
to.
This is not even
to,
about sex.
Yeah, we need to put it out blatantly and
yeah,
loud.
Yeah, no, this is not about sex. Men are the most simple people on earth. This is why men have started wars.
Yes.
Because of women. Have everything else in this garden.
But
that one. Because Masadi had a peace, what did she do? Barile, have every bona, everything here.
Except
she is yours,
that fruit.
Except that one. Musadi, Karana, peace. What did she do?
Why does your God say don't? You know, Khumi, I'm going to ask you one question before we conclude. One minister actually said that the world is what it is because of what happened in Eden.
Yes.
And theology or no theology, there is maybe some fact to what you are saying. Based on what you're saying, there is some fact into that. Also, Khumi, how can women do better in terms of hashtag Indoda Must? So that we turn it to hashtag women must. How can we do better?
They must stop saying, they must stop expecting men to provide.
I can't remember about the Ubushleben Dr. Xen comments. Oh.
Waberega. If you want a weave, buy it. If you can't afford it, that means you're not meant to have it. Don't expect somebody else to buy it for you. If you want to live in Sandton and you can't afford to live in Sandton, why do you expect somebody else to move you to Sandton? Amen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right.
My thing is, men must make umfazi must fashionable, and I'll help them.
Ah, all right. Yes. You heard it. You heard it here. You heard it here. You heard it here live on Umjolo and Sex podcast. Umfazi must. We will make it happen. We will definitely make it happen. But once again, a big thank you to all the contributions that we got. We got it from the first voice note, and the first clip you heard was from Mpo Abadimu, the recent millionaire of Big Brother. And the second one who Oskumi was crushing about is God Penuel. Penuel the God.
Really? That was him?
Yes, it was.
Oh.
It was. Hence, I'm saying, very, a guy. Follow him. Very, very knowledgeable. And the third one is just a lady who I just skimmed through when I was going through TikTok. Very amazing as well. Insight as well. But thank you for you from listening. If you want to then engage further on the conversation and make hashtag Umfazi Must, follow us on our social media platforms, which are Oskumi.
We are still on Facebook. You can find us at Daily Sun.
Yes.
Or you can tweet us at Daily Sun SA on Twitter. Or alternatively, we are at www.dailysun.co.za/Mjolo,
and you can get to see this and many, many others. Once again, a big thank you for you from listening. We are cruising to 100 episodes and growing by the minute, by the hour, by the day. But it's because of you. Thank you for making the show mean something as far as Mjolo and Sex goes. Another thing that really means a lot to us is for you guys to ensure that you're safe. Make sure that you condomize everybody. Have safe sex. Also, guys, please make sure that you get yourself vaxxed. I'm seeing all these vaccination sites are putting down the tent, excuse the pun. And I'm getting worried. It means that we're not getting vaxxed, guys. Please make sure that you get yourself vaccinated if that's your thing. Otherwise, please ensure that the regulations still say that you need to wear masks in an enclosed proximity. Please ensure that you still do that. You still keep socially distanced if that's your thing. Oskhumi? It's difficult in winter, I realized. It's not that easy like in summer. Yeah, guys, please make sure that you drink plenty of water. But once again, guys, a big thank you to you for listening. If you see us on the streets, definitely know that this one speaking is Mlungu Simbela, the most handsome 32-year-old on this side of the equator, the most handsome guy in a cheese crop, Muhammad Ali's protege, roll like a butterfly, buzz more than a beehive. Whoever's listening, it's not written, it's in the head, it's engraved, it's me. We don't rehearse this thing because we live our truth. Oskhumi!
And she's still from the CIV, still without an outro, but it's
love and light, everybody.
Be kind to one another.
Ready.